Chapter 3. I Know What You're Thinking. The inviolability of the brain is only a social contract, like nudity. Dr. Jose Delgado, Physical Manipulation of the Brain, 1973. I know what you're thinking, the young man told me. All I have to do is attach a few electrodes to your head and I can read your mind as easily as I would a book. We were chatting while sipping coffee at his company's splashy display stand in the exhibition hall of a New York hotel. A marketing conference was in progress, and there was considerable interest among delegates in the new discipline of neuromarketing. Small wonder. Clients were being assured that this revolutionary form of market research would allow them to eavesdrop on the minds of their customers, to read their thoughts, probe their subconscious, and locate the buy button in their brain. It would, they assured, soon make every other type of market research obsolete. This was 2003, and at the time I viewed such claims with great skepticism. If my more than 20 years of experience in consumer neuroscience had taught me just one thing, it was that understanding the brain is a great deal more complex than this enthusiastic young salesman was making out. Indeed, it was evident to me that his pitch owed more to marketing hype than hard scientific fact. In the 10 years since our meeting, however, advances in brain imaging technology, combined with an almost exponential growth in our knowledge of brain function, have transformed my views. It is now clear that while neuromarketers cannot read anyone's thoughts, they are able to monitor subconscious responses to brands and products. They can detect changes in interest and attention while people are shopping and predict with considerable accuracy which part of a message will be remembered and which forgotten. They can tell whether a consumer's emotional response is positive or negative, the extent of their motivation, and the likelihood of that product being bought. Before getting into the technical details of how this is done, let's ask a more basic question. Why wire up shoppers' heads to discover what they are thinking or feeling? What is wrong with simply asking them?